cover some aspects of industry as I've seen it now, different aspects of the way I see the industry growing and scaling up, and give just a bit of background also about the Global Aquaculture Alliance program. So my name again, I'm Ken Corporan. I spent some years here in India, 4 years back in about 1994 until 1998, related to the shrimp farming industry. And just before I left India in 1998, I started an association with the Global Aquaculture Alliance. And since that time, I became an auditor for them in 2007. Spent quite a bit of time in Thailand getting the program of inspections in Thailand started. And now with what's coming here in India, the program is really looking at what we need to do to adapt ourselves to be able to be ready to address the need for certified product, which is certainly coming in India. We have currently 14 processing plants in India certified under the BAP scheme, but only one farm. And we were visiting around with a number of processors here during our visit this last week and found a great deal of interest among the farmers to find a way of working with, among the processors, sorry, to find a way to work with farmers that have been supplying them to bring them into a certification system. And so we'll be looking closely at how that can be done. There are challenges in dealing with small clustered farmers in terms of being able to coordinate the production for, you know, the processing plants are scaled up such that there was one processor that mentioned that they have stopped using their smaller vans that they used to use to go and pick up small quantities of shrimp and bring it back to the plant. Now they have big vans and it wouldn't be economically feasible for them, they were saying, to run out and collect small amounts. So there's some communication I see as being really necessary coming up between the processors and the farmers to make sure that the linkages are working there, so that there's an aspect of the market of shrimp that's unusual compared to other commodities. It's very, very size specific. Cashews is another market that's a bit like that. You have very specific sizes that have large demand and other sizes for which there's very little demand. And so there's going to be close communication needed between farmers and the processors so that when the shrimp is ready to harvest, there actually is a market, there's a processor ready to take that and ready to pay a good price. It's not necessarily possible for a processor to take all shrimp that's available because they only have orders for certain sizes and they also only have a processing facility and a cold storage big enough to hold a certain amount. So actually a processor will reach a limit eventually. If he's got product piling up for which he doesn't have a specific order, it becomes quite a cost to them, which they find hard to meet. Both the farmers do well to try to maintain as much awareness as they can of what the constraints of those processors are so that the product they're growing is actually going to be something for which there is a ready market, and not let it grow either beyond the point where it's going to be difficult for the processor to deal with that product, or avoid harvesting it too early at too small a size, perhaps, to where they can't also do much with it. And the thing that impressed me as I did visit around here this last week was that the number of processing plants that are expanding their plants, they're very aware of this growing volume of shrimp which is coming. So there is definitely a scaling up or out, up of additional volume. And it's not necessarily land area increasing in farming. It's that there are farms that used to produce a small tonnage are now finding with SPF shrimp that they can produce a great deal more shrimp. And that's thanks to a lot of the efforts which have been done to assure biosecurity measures are there, to make sure that there was not a careless starting up of this introduction of Panaeus vename, Leto Panaeus vename. I'd also just like to say that the standards that are set up, not just ours but other standards, have certain parts of the requirements of the certification schemes that are mandatory, that must be done a certain way, and there's no flexibility, and it's a pass or fail, which must be done. So it's not an optional thing. Some of the BAPs that may be recommended, the farmers, I heard a comment saying, you know, some of the farmers like to pick and choose what part of that works for them, but there are certain aspects of the certification programs that are not flexible in that way. Other aspects are, though. We do have in our system, there are a certain number of questions and criteria in our system that are what we call critical questions, which must be passed. But there are other components which are, they're just scored questions. They might be termed in another system a minor requirement, where ones that are critical would be called a major requirement. So in our system, the scored component, people only have to pass a minimum. They have to pass a minimum of 70% as a score to be able to pass, as long as they have also passed the critical questions, which had to be passed 100%. So in our system, there is a certain degree of flexibility on some kinds of questions. And I maybe don't know enough about all the other schemes to know if some have that same flexibility. I've looked at Global Gap system, for example, and they have a system of major requirements and minor requirements and recommendations. And the Thai marine shrimp farm standard is similar. They have also some that are mandatory, some that are recommendations, and some that are more best practices. The aspect of market forces, certainly, as has been discussed, can't be ignored. It's a very top-down situation, but what is really essential in order to have the best stability for the Indian shrimp culture industry as it's coming here, and especially for small farmers, is that the level of communication be increased between the growers and the processors who are ultimately dealing with buyers in foreign countries. And there's a level of documentation required for any certification scheme which small farmers will have some difficulty to try to handle on their own. So I think there's going to be a growing need for assistance from either the government sector, which is providing help to the farmers. So this is something that NACSA, for instance, may be able to be of great help in knowing the nature of these different certification schemes, to know clearly what are the points which have to be addressed by the farmers, and perhaps to be helping the farmers to maintain that structure. In Thailand, the processors, one of the ways that our system is working in Thailand is that there are processors who have taken groups of farmers or their individual farms that are not owned by those processing plants, but they group them into what we've called an integrated operating module, an IOM, and the sponsor is often paying for that cost of certification, not the farmers themselves. So the farms are not necessarily an ecological entity, which I think the cluster farms which are being done here in India tend to be more that kind of a cluster, and we are looking at how we can work with that kind of a cluster as well. But the ones in Thailand, I was starting to say, it is the processing plant, the sponsor itself, that is helping the farms to pay attention to the necessary details. They're supposed to collect monthly water samples if they have effluent. They have various requirements like that that are part of the documentation required. If the farms were left on their own to do it, they might forget 1 month, and it could become something that's difficult to overcome in the auditing process. So that would be one recommendation I would make, is that the agencies who are dealing closely with the farmers, and it may also end up that there are processors who will deal with the farmer groups, the processor themselves will need to train a team of people who will help to keep the information necessary for certification organized in a proper way so that the farms can pass the certification process. That's really all I had to mention, but just generally, I don't know how much everyone knows about the details exactly of the Global Aquaculture Alliance BAP certification program. We do have this program for shrimp, which is the oldest standard that was put together. It's been around since about 2002, and there have been other species passed since then, tilapia and pangasius and American catfish. But all of them have some similar components to them. There's aspects of social responsibility, environmental responsibility, food safety. Those are the three main groupings, and there's quite a lot of detail within that. And there's many of the best management practices, many of the government regulations and so forth that assist a great deal in providing the information that is asked for in our system. There are some that are not, but they may be relatively minor. This is what we'll be trying to study as time goes by.